Time to grab that guitar, take a seat, and spin some tales. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller from Classic Country Q97.3 99.3. Be sure to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. And now here's your host, Scott Miller.
Hey, it's Miller in the Morning. Welcome to our Pickin' Porch Podcast. We got a very special guest today. Name of the group is Prestoni. We have Preston on guitar and Tony on cajon. Did I say that right? Cajon, is that right?
Cajon.
Yeah, cajon. Yeah. That's it. Okay.
They call me Cajon Tony.
Well, these guys are awesome. Now, I'm going to turn the mic over to them and let them do a couple of numbers, talk about where they're going to be and everything else on the Pickin' Porch.
All right. Hey, how's it going, guys? My name is Preston.
And my name is Tony.
We do a lot of cool, random songs in our show that people enjoy. It's kind of just been a building up of a decade or so of all the random songs that I found enjoyable to play and enjoyable to listen to. And we've been building lots of songs for the past 4 years together, and it's kind of reached this climax where next Thursday, we're playing a show at Whiskey Cowgirl from 8 to 11. That's March 30th from 8 to 11 at Whiskey Cowgirl. We're going to go play a three-hour concert up there, and it's going to be a show that you've never seen before. We've been planning for 3 months and working for 3 months specifically on this show, and we're very excited for it to happen. It's something I've wanted to do for about 5 years now.
And never will see again.
And yes, we're never going to do it again. Like, this is a one-time thing, and if you like music or country music, please come to this show. Okay, cool. This is one of my favorite songs ever written, and I just learned about it within the last year because Tony was like, we need to learn this song.
I was playing country music with a friend for a while, and he introduced me to a lot of different cool songs, and this one kind of popped up out of nowhere, and I think I remember listening to this on my grandma's front porch as well.
Yeah. I don't have any memories with it other than just driving around with Tony because it's too fun. But anyway, this is Write This Down by George Strait. Typically, I play this solo part on a kazoo, but we don't have the kazoo because it sounds dumb without effects. So I'm just going to hum it, and we're going to have a good time.
I never saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, and I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going anyway, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Just tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. You remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Sign it at the bottom of the page, I swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantel where you see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down and take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. folks will be reading these words. Long after we're gone, baby, write this down to take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. And write this down and take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. And writing this down. No, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Listen, quick question for you. I'll start with Preston here. What was the first song you ever learned? I mean, obviously, you got to love the guitar, love music. What was the first song you ever came up with?
Oh man, I have no clue. It was probably a Bruce Springsteen song because I was heavily raised on Bruce Springsteen. So it's probably "I'm on Fire" or something like that.
All right, let me ask Tony. You know, obviously, you love the beatbox thing there, the cajon. What's the first song that ever turned you on?
I grew up listening to ZZ Top throughout my ones and twos year olds, and the first song I ever learned how to play on drums was a song by Gwar.
So, I mean, have you guys ever been in a full-blown band? I'm not saying you need to because you probably make plenty of music, but you ever play with a couple other guys?
We play an original band called the Cosmic 12 currently. About to release an album, and I've played through in bands throughout my life. Never Surrender and all just local Chattanooga bands.
Yeah. The thing about playing in bands, it's a lot of fun and you get to meet some girls, but man, you ain't gonna make no money. Let's face it, right?
Yeah.
That's just it. Well, I'll let you guys do another number for us here on the Pickin' Porch on Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.
This is awesome.
I'm gonna retune cool. Since I'm on it.
Yeah, that's fine.
We literally just restrung it before we got here. It's been in the corner of my room for a while because for a drummer I have an awful lot of guitars.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door. Whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. Got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. And I think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing it out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. Sometimes,
oh man, I'm just gonna do it over again. Here we go.
I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried. Oh, how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart. Oh, she'll come back someday, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Always room here for the lonely. Watch jukebox plays on, drink by drink. And the words to every sad song seem to say what I think. And it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. But I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Of a neon moon.
All right, now, quick question. Do you have any songs that the drummer does a solo?
That's surprising. We should have that.
That we should.
We should have that.
I don't like doing drum solos as a drummer.
You know, it's kind of different, though. We do, like, whenever we are between songs, he'll play. He'll just play. Because I have to tune. I have to get all my stuff ready. So he'll just kind of play. So he kind of gets a lot of solos every show. But
We both have a reduced setup here.
Oh, yeah. This is not usually the full thing. Like, no.
I play with a set of triple bongos, two cowbells, a side snare. I've got a vibra slap for a cymbal instead of having cymbals. Obviously running with a pedal on the cajon with a tambourine on my left knee and really just trying to fill up every arm and leg that I possibly can.
Literally.
Do you have one hand free for drinking? I'm looking at the drummer.
I'm sorry.
My bad.
Mostly water, yeah, these days.
Well, I'll let you guys do one more here because we got time for one more, and you guys, first of all, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
And, man, I look forward to seeing you guys perhaps on that Thursday at the Whiskey Cowgirl.
8 to 11. Yep. No cover either. Ooh, I think it's 21 and up, but
March
it is
30th,
no cover.
Drink and food specials.
Yeah, we're going to have special camping-themed food. Oh, and I'm not full acoustic either. My acoustic guitar plays way more like an electric guitar. Yeah. So I have an octave pedal, a harmony pedal for vocals, distortion, chorus, delay. So I've got a whole loop set up too. So
live looping on stage.
Lots of live looping on stage.
That is the most incredible thing.
This is I Saw the Light by Wynonna Judd.
listening to the Pick and Porch podcast, as heard on Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3. You know anybody interested to be on our Pick and Porch? Have them contact us at twanglife.net. We've had some great times here with Prestoni, Preston on guitar, Tony on the cajon, and we look forward to seeing you guys on the road and having some fun. It's the Pick and Porch, live on Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.
Woohoo! Thanks for joining us for some picking, grinning, and the stories behind the music. It's the Pick and Porch Podcast with Scott Miller. Don't forget to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. The Pick and Porch Podcast, heard anywhere you get your podcast, and exclusively from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.